Today we come and we continue our story on Joseph. If you have your Bibles, if you will take them and open to Genesis 39. Thought we would get Joseph covered in one Sunday, and then I realized, no, it was going to take two Sundays, and then I realized this week it's going to take three Sundays. So we will be finishing up Joseph in the near future. There's a lot to Joseph's life as we're looking at these stories that are important to us that God has placed in there about them. And I want to ask you a question this morning as we look at the idea of where is God in the difficult times. I would ask you to raise your hand, but I know every one of us in here would raise our hand. Who has ever had a difficult time in their life? If you haven't had a difficult time, come talk to me, because it's one of two things. First of all, you're probably lying, because we've all experienced difficult times. If not, I need to prepare you, because there's one coming. Because we see often in Scripture and we see in life, you're either in one, coming out of one, or going into one. And I believe we need to really think, because when the difficult time comes, Satan is there to put thoughts in our mind. And when we experience difficulties in our life, sometimes we wonder, where is God? Would God really allow this to happen? So I want you to think about, what do you think Joseph thought of God while he was in his difficult situations? What could have been going through Joseph's mind as we look through his life? Would you stand with me this morning? We're going to read from a couple of different passages. We're going to look at Genesis 39 through 41, but I want to just read for our main text a couple of pieces. 39, beginning in verse 1. Now Joseph was taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an Egyptian officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the bodyguard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now his master saw that the Lord was with him, and how the Lord caused all that he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and became his personal servant. And he made him overseer over his house, and all that he owned he put in his charge. It came about from the time he made him overseer in his house and over all that he owned, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house on account of Joseph. Thus the Lord's blessing was upon all that he owned in the house and in the field. And turn over to Genesis 41, and we'll begin in verse 38. Says, then Pharaoh said to his servant, can we find a man like this in whom is a divine spirit? So Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has informed you of all this, there is no one so discerning and wise as you are. You shall be over my house. According to your command, all my people shall do homage. Only in the throne I will be greater than you. Pharaoh said to Joseph, so I have set you over all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took off his signet ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand and clothed him in garments of fine linen and put the gold necklace around his neck. He made him ride in his second chariot, and they proclaimed before him, bow the knee, and he set him over all the land of Egypt. Moreover, Pharaoh said to Joseph, though I am Pharaoh, yet without your permission, no one shall raise his hand or foot in the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh named Joseph Zephathanath-Paneah, and he gave him Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, as his wife. And Joseph went forth over the land of Egypt. Father God, today I thank you for your word. Father, I pray that you would open our minds. Father, that we could hear the wonderful things in your word. Holy Spirit, would you illuminate your word for us to understand the truth of it? And would you cause us to respond and to move that to our hearts? Holy Spirit, I ask now that you would fill me with your power and your presence, that I may proclaim the Lord's message this morning, not in my way, but in your way and through your power. And Father God, I just pray everything in the precious and most holy name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I ask you to think, what do you think Joseph thought about God while he was in his difficult situation? And you might have heard me read in the scripture, but I want to leave you with one other question that we're going to look at as we embark on today's message, as we ask ourselves, where is God in difficult situations? Where was God in Joseph's life? We saw a couple of weeks ago where Joseph was arrogant. And Joseph talked about all that his brothers were going to bow down to him and his mother and father would bow down to him. We saw Joseph wearing that coat of many colors because we heard that Joseph's father loved him more than all of his brothers and that his brothers hated him. That was a difficult situation. We understand there's rivalry, but his brothers couldn't even speak to him in a friendly way. His brothers hated him so much they wanted to kill him. I think that's a difficult situation in your life. His brothers ended up selling him to some Ishmaelites. And in Joseph's mind, I can only imagine, I'm never going to see my family again. What's going on? Where am I going? What's going to happen to me? There was a lot of questions that was going through Joseph's mind. And probably one of those questions was, where is God? This morning we're going to pick up here where we see that Joseph was bought by Potiphar. On your outline, that's your first little segment there, is Joseph was bought by Potiphar. And today what we're going to do as we work through this to help us understand it, I want you to understand we're going to look at three different types of difficult situations in our life. I believe all difficult situations will fall into one of these three categories. And Joseph being bought by Potiphar leads us into that first category of difficult times that are out of our control. There are times that we go through difficult situations that are out of our control. There's nothing that we could have done about it. There's nothing we could have done to cause it. Nothing like that. It just happened. And Joseph being sold into slavery and bought by Potiphar, there was nothing Joseph did to cause that. There was nothing he could have done any different. But he was bought by Potiphar. So what happens in this difficult situation where Joseph finds himself being bought, brought into slavery to Potiphar, which was a high-ranking official? Take a look at verse 2 of Genesis 39, and it's going to answer that question. The first few words, the Lord was what? With Joseph. Where was God during the difficult time in Joseph's life when he was sold into slavery? The Lord was with him. The Lord hadn't abandoned him. Oftentimes we think the Lord abandons us. Remember one time when I was in the mall, when South Park Mall was up there, I probably shared this story, and I was there just kind of tending to myself and kind of wandered off from my parents and began to do my own thing when I looked up. And they wasn't there anymore. I began to wonder very frantically, where were my parents? Had they abandoned me? And no, they were still with me. They were looking for me. And we ended up getting reunited. Church, even though we go through difficult situations, and the world might even ask you, well, where is your God during this time? He's right here. It tells us, we read over in Romans earlier, Romans chapter 8, that the Lord doesn't abandon us. There's nothing that can take us from his love. So Joseph was bought by Potiphar out of his control, and we see that in the difficult situations out of our control, as a believer in Jesus Christ, one who has accepted him, the Lord is with us. The Lord was with Joseph. But not only that, it says there at verse 2 that the Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. But another thing, not only was the Lord with Joseph, but Joseph found favor in the sight of Potiphar. Look at verse 4. So Joseph found favor in his sight and became his personal servant, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he owned he put in his charge. Not only was Joseph in a difficult circumstance, and we see in God's word that the Lord was with Joseph. He wasn't just with Joseph. The Lord allowed Joseph, the Lord placed Joseph in a place in the official's house to where the official saw Joseph, saw what the Lord was doing in his life, saw that the Lord was with him and put him in control. He found favor in his sight. How often in our lives when we go through difficult situations, we might wonder, where is the Lord? But we also might think, what use am I? What good is this? But we see that the Lord is with us. We see that the Lord put Joseph in a place to be in favor in the high-ranking official. The Lord had a plan for Joseph. The Lord's bringing his plan about. He's teaching Joseph. He's molding Joseph to be who he is. Ladies, how many of you on your finger today, or maybe some other time in your life, had a beautiful diamond ring? You know, that diamond didn't just come out all beautiful. It just didn't come the way it was. There was a piece of coal, and it had to go under pressure and heat, and it formed that diamond inside, and then the jeweler breaks that open and he takes that diamond, and let me tell you what, if you've ever seen an uncut raw diamond, it's pretty ugly. But you see, the jeweler, the master craftsman, saw the beauty in that diamond, and he begins to polish it, and he begins to break off the rough edges until he produces a beautiful diamond. So that's what Joseph was going through. You remember how arrogant Joseph was? You remember how pompous he was? How he wanted to pray, it's all about me. Look at here, the sheaves are going to bow down. My brothers, you're going to bow down to me. Look at me. Mom and dad, brothers, guess what? All the stars, the sun and the moon, they're going to bow down. Look at me, it's all about me. But you see, God had a plan for Joseph's life that Joseph didn't know. While these dreams were prophetic in what was going to happen, Joseph wasn't ready for that to happen. You see, Joseph had to be bought into slavery. And in that difficult situation out of his control or his thought, the Lord was with Joseph, and the Lord had favor and allowed Potiphar to have favor for him. Secondly, what about Joseph falsely thrown into prison? See, Joseph was falsely thrown into prison. And let me tell you, church, I believe that this one would fall into the category of difficult situations in our life because of our choices. Do you know that you can make a choice in life that can cause difficult situations? Maybe you're like me. I've had lots of difficult situations in my life that were a direct reflection of a choice that I made. Well, if Joseph was thrown into prison falsely, what is the choice that we see in Scripture that Joseph made? Look at verse 39, chapter 39, verse 11. Said, now it happened one day that he went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house were there inside. Now Joseph, tells us, was a handsome man. Joseph was, shall we say, easy on the eyes. Potiphar's wife, Joseph looked good to her, and she wanted to sleep with Joseph. Even though she was married, she many times had already propositioned Joseph, and Joseph even said, I can't. Even though I'm over everything, the only thing that is not mine is yours. And why did he say that? We see in Scripture, he said, because basically you're married to Potiphar. You're off limits to me. That did not make Potiphar's wife a very happy woman. But Joseph made the decision that one day, knowing all of this, that he went into the house to do his work, and it was just him and Potiphar's wife. Joseph should have left. He should not have been alone in the house with Potiphar's wife. You see, we can make choices today in our life. Men, listen to me very closely. Never allow yourself to be alone with someone of the opposite sex that you are not married to. Because all it takes, truth or not, what we see right here, do you know what he did to me? And your life can be ruined over a lie. Or maybe not. Men, God designed us to have a desire for women. And I'm sure, I don't know, Scripture doesn't tell us exactly. Potiphar's wife might have been looking good. Joseph could have been there and allowed himself to fall into that temptation. But the choice he made was to stay there, in the house, alone with a woman that he was not married to. She comes after him, and she asks that he lie with her, and he finally got the smart thing, and he ran. Bible tells us to flee the appearance of evil. He ran for his life. She grabbed his coat, and then she begins to plot against him because he wouldn't be with her. She calls the people in. She says, look at what he did. He came to try to take advantage of me. I grabbed his coat because I screamed and he ran. She waited. She plotted for when her husband came home. And she said, look at this Hebrew you bought in. He come to make sport. He tried to lie with me. And when I screamed, he ran and I took his coat. She lied about the situation, but he allowed the situation to even have a possibility of being true. Potiphar in his rage took him and threw him into prison. But he threw him into the prison where the king's bodyguards and the king's people would have been. So we see that Joseph was falsely thrown into prison because of a choice that he made. But I have good news for you. Take a look at chapter 39, verse 21. Joseph is confined in prison. But it tells us, but the Lord was with Joseph and extended kindness to him. Rather, we're in a difficult situation out of our control. The Lord is there. But as a believer, even if we're in a difficult situation that is by our making, the Lord is there. The Lord was with Joseph. Not only was the Lord with Joseph, but he extended kindness to him. That's where we begin to see the greatness of God with his grace and his mercy. You see, we make a choice in our life to sin, and it separates us from God. But out of his love, his mercy, and his grace, he sent his son Jesus to the cross to take our place. And as believers, we still make choices that have consequences, but we see here that the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord is with us. And not only was he falsely thrown in there, not only was he still in the presence of the Lord, but look at the rest of verse 21, and gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer. Now, out of Joseph's control, he was bought into slavery by Potiphar. We read that the Lord was with him. The Lord showed him favor, and he had favor in the sight of Potiphar. Then Joseph makes a decision that falsely gets him thrown into prison. And once again, we see that the Lord was with Joseph, and the Lord showed Joseph favor and gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer. So here is Joseph now in prison, and all of a sudden, the Lord in his grace upon Joseph allows him to be put in charge of all of those who are in the prison. You see, the Lord doesn't leave us. He doesn't forsake us. The Lord can use us where we are, but I also believe that even though this is of caused by a direct choice of Joseph, what is the Lord doing right here? He's beginning to rub some more on that diamond. He's beginning to work off some rough edges. He's beginning to bring Joseph into humility. He's beginning to teach Joseph leadership abilities, allowing Joseph to see that God is with him and that God puts him in places for there to be favor in his life. The third thing I think we see here is we see that Joseph was forgotten about in prison. What do I mean Joseph was forgotten about in prison? This brings us to our third form of difficulty. Sometimes we have difficult times in our lives due to other people's choices. Joseph, while he was in prison, the Lord showed him favor. There were two of the direct king, Pharaoh's men, his chief cupbearer, the one who would try his food and his drink before Pharaoh did to see. I mean, what a life is that? I'm going to try your food to see if there's poison, and if it kills me, don't eat it. I don't want that job. I'll just tell you, I like to eat, but I don't want that job. I don't know about you. But if it don't die, then you can eat it. He made Pharaoh mad. Pharaoh threw him in jail. And then we see the chief baker, the main one over fixing all the meals for Pharaoh. He was thrown into prison. And while they're in prison and time passes, they have a dream. And Joseph hears about that dream. And Joseph basically says, I can't tell you what it means, but God can. And he listened to the dream. He sought God. God revealed the dream to him, and Joseph revealed it to them. And they were in pretty good shape. It tells us in verse 23 of chapter 40, yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. The chief cupbearer, he had a good favor to his dream. He was the first one interpreted. And Joseph basically said, you're going to be taken out of prison. You're going to be restored to your position. And old chief cupbearer, would you please let Pharaoh know I'm here and I don't belong here? I'm sure he said, sure. But as soon as he was out, totally forgot about him. Poor baker, his dream didn't come out as well. He ended up being killed. Joseph determined that. But we see that this took some time, and several years later, the king has a dream. Pharaoh has a dream. So here has Joseph been in prison for quite some time. He's revealed this. He's been set free, the chief cupbearer, and the chief cupbearer forgot him. Another 2 years. What a difficult time. Joseph is in prison for another 2 years because of a difficult situation that he was in because someone forgot him. The choice of someone else can put us into a difficult situation. And we see that Joseph, as he's being groomed, now begins to step into his role that God's calling him into. He loses his arrogance. The chief Pharaoh calls him in. We see at verse 40, chapter 41, verse 16, it says that Joseph then answered Pharaoh. Pharaoh, now let me tell you what about Pharaoh. Pharaoh is a worldly man, what we would call today. He was not a follower of Christ. He had this dream, and he had it multiple times, and it disturbed Pharaoh. So he did what he would do. He calls his worldly magicians, all of his worldly wise men, and he says, here's a dream, tell me what it means. And they're like, we can't do it. But guess who can? God can. Pharaoh heard about Joseph, and he brings him in, And listen to how Joseph answers him in verse 16. Actually, it's not going to be on the screen. Let me read you 15, then we'll go to 16. Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have had a dream, but no one can interpret it. And I have heard it said about you that when you hear a dream, you can interpret it. Now, here we are on the screen, verse 16. Joseph then answered Pharaoh, listen to the difference here, saying, it is not in me. God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer. What has Joseph now done? He's turned the attention from him to God. God, will you tell me the dream? I will go and seek God. God will bring it back to me. And God gave him that answer. And Joseph, in the difficult time after being left in prison, was exactly where God needed him to be. If he would have come out those 2 years before, he wouldn't have been polished and ready. He wouldn't have been in the place for Pharaoh to find him and to hear that. But we begin seeing in this passage, let's look at 38 through 41 and see if you kind of hear some a little bit familiar. Chapter 41, verses 38 through 41. Then Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find a man like this in whom is a divine spirit? So Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has informed you of all this, there is no one so discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house according to your command. All my people shall do homage. Only in the throne I will be greater than you. Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over the land of Egypt. Where was God in Joseph's time of difficult because of someone else's choice? He was right there with him. God had Joseph exactly where he needed him to be so that he could use him. But I believe we see here, we don't see the exact words, but we see here that Pharaoh found favor in Joseph because of the Lord, who is as wise as you are. And he put him over all. And because he was used, many, many lives were saved, including the family of the line that our own Savior Jesus Christ came from. Sometimes for God's plans, God allows us to be in a difficult situation so that he can use us and have us exactly where he is. Did you notice a little bit difference today in Joseph's life? I didn't see the arrogance of Joseph. Look at me. It's all about me. I saw a young man who has been humbled and is being used by God and learning that no matter the situation he finds himself in, the Lord is there with him. The Lord is using him. The Lord put him in places to find favor of people. So I want to ask you a question, and it is okay if you answer out loud. Where was God during Joseph's life? He was with Joseph, wasn't he? We read that. All three of these situations today, we see that the Lord is with Joseph. And what I want to leave you with today, let me encourage you that we can trust God because God is the same God today as he was all those years ago in Joseph's life. As a believer in Jesus Christ through faith on his Son, God is with you regardless of where you're at. In the good times, we all acknowledge God. We praise God. But when we go into the valley and into the difficult times, whether it's totally out of our control, or even if it's because of ourselves, or if it's because of someone else and we find ourselves in a difficult situation, and in your mind, you begin to ask yourself, where is God in this? Let your heart speak to you and say, the Lord is with you. And you will find favor in his sight. But what I love about this is it's easy to say that when it's out of our control.